You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome to the Vegans Explore podcast, where we shine a light on the people and ideas shaping a kinder, more sustainable world. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell, community builder, creator, and advocate for the vegan movement. When most people think of farming, they picture wide open fields, tractors, and endless rows of crops. But the truth is, farming today looks very different from what it used to be. And for those of us in the vegan and plant-based movement, understanding that shift is key to reimagining how we feed ourselves and care for the planet. Industrial agriculture dominates much of our global food systems today. Most of our produce now comes from massive monocrop farms that rely heavily on pesticides and genetically modified seeds. These systems are built for volume, not for health or sustainability. And while this approach has helped feed billions, it comes with serious costs. Soil depletion, water contamination, and the loss of biodiversity are all consequences of large-scale farming practices. Even worse, many communities have been left behind, creating what we now call food deserts, areas where fresh, nutritious produce is hard to find. So the question becomes, how do we fix this? How do we rebuild our food systems in a way that works for both people and the planet? The vegan and plant-based movements are helping lead the transformation. Across the country, urban farmers, nonprofits, and innovators are redefining what farming can look like. These changemakers believe growing food is about more than just filling shelves. It's about building community, restoring soil, and creating access to fresh, local food for everyone. Here are just a few of the many inspiring projects planting seeds of change. Green Haven Project in Miami's Overtown neighborhood transforms vacant land into community gardens that provide free produce and education to local families. SoFar Farm in upstate New York, an Afro-Indigenous-led farm, empowers BIPOC farmers and teaches food sovereignty to communities worldwide. The Ron Finley Project in Los Angeles, founded by the Gangster Gardener, helps residents reclaim urban spaces to grow fruits and vegetables right where they live. Buckland Grange operates one of the world's largest rooftop soil farms, proving that cities can be just as productive as rural farmland. The Urban Growers Collective in Chicago and D-Town Farm in Detroit show how local Black-led organizations are building food independence while training the next generation of sustainable farmers. Even high-tech companies like Gotham Greens are growing lettuce and herbs in climate-controlled greenhouses to reduce transportation waste and emissions. These initiatives embody the values of veganism, compassion, sustainability, and innovation, and remind us that the food revolution is already happening, one community at a time. But farming isn't just happening on large lots or rooftops. It's happening in kitchens, balconies, and living rooms too. At home, systems are making it easier than ever to grow your own food. Companies like Lettuce Grow, founded by Zoe Deschanel and Jacob Pechnik, have created self-watering tower gardens that fit right in your kitchen. Rise Gardens and Garden Tower Project help families turn limited space into small farms that produce fresh greens year-round. If you want something even smaller, Garden and Click and Grow offer countertop hydroponic systems that make growing herbs and vegetables almost effortless. Right here in South Florida, Heal the Planet is raising awareness about sustainability and conscious living. Through youth education and community outreach, they're showing that the future of farming begins with education, compassion, and small, consistent actions. The message is simple. You don't need acres of land to be part of the solution. One seed, one planter, one small tower at home makes a difference. The future of farming is local, personal, and compassionate. The vegan movement reminds us that our choices can heal more than our bodies. They can heal communities and ecosystems too. So whether you're supporting a community garden, buying from a local farmer, or growing basil on your windowsill, you're part of the transformation. Together, we're replanting the roots of our food system, one seed, one meal, and one act of compassion at a time. If you've enjoyed this episode, take a few seconds to like, comment, and share. Your engagement helps more people discover the work happening across the vegan community. Visit vegansexplore.com to explore the directory, discover local farms and businesses, and connect with others shaping a kinder world.